Good morning. My name is Erica, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the China Ceramics fourth quarter and fiscal year conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. Mr. Jubb, you may begin your conference.
Thank you, Erica. Good morning and good evening, and welcome to China Ceramics' fourth quarter and fiscal year 2010 earnings conference call. With us today are China Ceramics Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Jiadong Huang, and Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Edmund Han. Before I turn the call to Mr. Huang, may I remind our listeners that in this call, management's prepared remarks contain forward-looking statements, which are subject to risks and uncertainties, and management may make additional forward-looking statements in response to your questions. Therefore, the company claims the protection of the safe harbor for forward-looking statements that is contained in the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual results may differ from those discussed today, and we refer you to a more detailed discussion of the risks and uncertainties with the company's filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission. In addition, any projections as to the company's future performance represent management's estimates as of today, March 14, 2011. China Ceramics assumes no obligation to update these projections in the future as market conditions change. To supplement its financial results presented in accordance to IFRS, management may make reference to certain non-GAAP financial measures, which the company believes provides meaningful additional information to understand the company's performance. A table reconciling any non-GAAP measures to the nearest GAAP equivalent can be found on the earnings press release issued earlier today. And now it's my pleasure to turn the call over to China Ceramics Chairman and CEO, Mr. Jiadong Huang, and CFO, Mr. Edmund Han, who will be translating for Mr. Huang. Mr. Huang, you may proceed.
Thank you, Ed. Welcome, everyone. And thank you for joining us today. We are very pleased to report exceptional results for the fourth quarter and the fiscal year 2010. This year, we also made significant progress in the execution of our business plan and positioned China Ceramics well to continue to its rapid growth in the years ahead.
2010年 的财务数据亮点有收入增长 27.9%， 达到 10.686 亿人民币，相当于 1.592 美元。而2009年相比，毛利率增长了 33.9%， 达到 3.39 亿人民币，相当于5,550万美元，毛利率从2009年的30.3%增长到31.7%，与2009年同期相比，净利率增长47.5%，达到2.255亿人民币，相当于3,360万美元。全面摊薄每股盈利率16.96块人民币，相当于 2.53 美元。
The highlights for 2010 include revenue was up 27.9% to RMB 1,068.6 million, equivalent to $159.2 million. Gross profit was RMB 339 million, equivalent to $50.5 million, representing a 33.9% increase from 2009. Gross profit margin was 31.7% compared to 30.3% in the same period of 2009. Net profit was RMB 225.5 million or US$33.6 million, up 47.5% from the same period of 2009. Earnings per share, earnings per fully diluted shares were RMB 16.96, equivalent to US$2.53.
为了满足我们的客户逐渐增长的强力需求，我们预计一强扩大公司的产能。我们晋江工厂的年产能约为3220万平方米，专门生产恒达牌瓷砖。高安工厂的年产能约为1000万平方，生产的瓷砖品牌有恒德利、普尔陶以及五里桥。我们正力求在2011年4月前将高安工厂的产能提高到2400万平方米。我们预计在2011年底，公司总产能可达到5620万平方米。一，我们的最终目标是在2012年的将公司的产能提高到7880万平方米。
In order to meet the continuing strong demand from our customers, we are committed to expanding our production capacity. Our manufacturing facility in Jinjiang has capacity to produce approximately 32.2 million square meters of ceramic tiles that are sold under the Hengde HD brand. Our Hengde Li production facility has the capacity to produce approximately 10 million square meters of ceramic tiles that are sold under the Hengde Li, Tuatao, and Wu Li Qiao brands. We are currently working to expand the Hengde Li plant to 24 million square meters by April 2011. We expect to end 2011 with total capacity of 56.2 million square meters, and our goal is to gradually expand to 78.8 million square meters by 2012.
进入2011年，我们很高兴在此机会向大家报告十分激动人心的验量结果，将为我们的客户和股东创造价值。我盼期盼着以后的季度电话会议中都已报告我们的进展。
As we entered 2011, we are very excited with the opportunities ahead for deliveringpositive results and creating value for our customers and shareholders. And I look forward to reporting on our progress every quarter during our earnings conference call. Now that I have completed translating Mr. Huang's comments, I would like to spend a few minutes discussing China's ceramics business performance.Before I go into the fourth quarter financials, let me start by providing some background about our business and industry. China Ceramics is a manufacturer of ceramic tiles used for exterior siding and interior flooring in residential and commercial buildings. We currently have two facilities, one located in Jinjiang, Fujian Province, and the other in Gaoan, Jiangxi Province. Both locations were strategically chosen for their specific clay resources and are within the major ceramic tile manufacturing areas in China. The company was founded by our CEO, who has spent most of his career in the construction material distribution business. Mr. Huang has served as the vice chairman of Fujian Province Ceramic Industry Association since 2006, and as the executive director of Jinjiang City Chamber of Imports and Export Trade since 2007. China Ceramics has benefited from Mr. Huang's extensive knowledge and network in the ceramic industry. China Ceramics has a very broad product offering with 5 different types of tiles. There's over 2,000 different combination of products, colors, and sizes. About 80% of our products is sold through 40 exclusive distributors. The top 10 customers have worked with China Ceramics for approximately 10 years each. About 90% of our products are tailor-made for our customers, which gives us pricing powers and allows us to price 15 to 20% above our competitors. We also differentiate ourselves through our strong R&D capabilities. We are known for the superior quality of our products, as well as our ability to meet customer specifications consistently. In 2010, China Ceramics was the only ceramic company recognized among Asia's top 500 brands. The key underlying trends supporting the growth of our business include the first, the continued trend towards the urbanization of China. The second, government plan to invest in low-income housing. The current target is to build 36 million units of low-income housing over the next 5 years, of which 10 million will be built this year, and generally improved in living standards driven by higher per capita GDP in China. With this macroeconomic scenario as a backdrop, we see significant opportunity for China Ceramics to grow its top and bottom line in the years ahead. As we gradually expand the capacity of our 2 production plants to meet the demand from our customers. Now, moving on to a more detailed discussion of our financial results. Revenue for the fourth quarter of 2010 was RMB 273.1 million, equivalent to US$42.5 million, up 24.3% compared to last year. The increase was primarily driven by a 17.4% increase in sales volume due to the increased production capacity at the Hengdeli plants in Jiangxi Province. Hengde and Hengdeli plants contribute RMB 217.2 million and RMB 50.9 million of the total revenue in the final quarters of 2010, respectively. Gross profit for the fourth quarter of 2010 was RMB 91.5 million, or $14.2 million, up 27.6% from the last year. Gross margin was 33.5% compared to 32.6% for the same period last year. The year-over-year increase in gross profit was driven by higher sales volume and higher gross margin from our new products at our Hengdeli operations. Administrative expenses for the fourth quarter were RMB 6.5 million, or $1 million, up 140.7% from last year. The year-over-year increase was primarily due to the additional depreciation and amortization expenses incurred for the acquisition of property, plant, and equipment, as well as consulting expenses related to public offering into November 2010. And from legal consulting and other expenses related to China Ceramics status as a public company. Selling and distribution expenses for the fourth quarter of 2010 were RMB 2.4 million, or US dollar 0.4 million, or 0.9% of sales, compared to RMB 1.9 million, or 0.9% of sales, in the same period of 2009. The year-over-year increase in selling expenses was due to the higher payroll of RMB 0.2 million and advertising expenses, RMB 0.3 million at the newly acquired Handley facility. Finance costs for the fourth quarter were RMB 1.5 million or 0.2 million US dollars, up 275% from last year, as a result from debts incurred for the acquisition of Handley. Profits from operation for the fourth quarter was RMB 83.6 million, or 13 million US dollar, up 20.5% from last year. The year-over-year increase in profits from operations was the result of higher revenue and the absence of one-time merger costs of RMB 26.4 million. Incurred in the fourth quarter of 2009. Other income for the fourth quarter of 2010 was RMB 1 million or 0.2 million US dollars, down 56.5% from the RMB 2.3 million in the same period of 2009. Other income mainly consists of sales of waste parts such as scrap metals, gears, and transportation belts from the equipment and moldings, and foreign exchange gain or loss. The year-over-year decrease in other income was primarily due to foreign exchange loss of RMB 0.8 million in the final quarter. Net profit for the fourth quarter of 2010 was RMB 60.5 million or 9.4 million US dollar, up 133.5% from the same period in 2009. The year-over-year increase in the net profits was primarily driven by strong growth in revenue of Handley in 2010 and the absence of one-time merger costs incurred in November of 2009, which reduced the net profit of the fourth quarter of 2009. Earnings per fully diluted shares were RMB 3.71 or 0.58 US dollars for the fourth quarter of 2010, up 22.4% from the same period last year. The year-over-year increase in earnings per share was mainly due to strong growth in net profits, partially offset by the increase in net in numbers of share outstandings. On November 24, 2010, 3.35 million shares were issued, bringing the number of issued and outstanding shares to approximately 16.5 million as of December 31st, 2010. Turning to our balance sheet, we had a cash of RMB 263.5 million or 39.9 million US dollars at the end of the year. As of the balance sheet date, we have inventory turnover of 73 days, receivables turnover was 95 days, and the payable turnover was 76 days. Bank borrowings were RMB 97 million, or US dollar 14.7 million. During the year, capital expenditures amounts to RMB 192 million, equivalent to US dollar 28.6 million. Turning to our outlook, the company's backlog of order for delivery in the first quarter of 2011 is approximately US dollar 49 million, representing a year-over-year growth rate of 33.4% compared to the first quarter of 2010. We expect the sales volume in the first quarter of 2011 is approximately 11.5 million square meters, representing a 30.7% increase from the same period last year. Overall, we are very excited about our future prospects, and we look forward to reporting positive results in quarters ahead. Now, before we open the call to your questions, I would like to note that the company will be making its 2009 FAIC filing with the Department of Commerce in China available on the Investor Relations section of our website by tomorrow, March the 15th, for the benefit of investors. Interested parties may visit our website at www.cceramics.com by tomorrow. We are committed to provide investors with accurate and timely information to allow them to make a fair assessment of the value of their investments in China ceramic stocks. We will continue to work with our board, our legal and investor relations advisors to ensure we can consistently maintain an adequate level of disclosure. With that, we would like to open up the call to your questions. Operators?
At this time, I would like to remind everyone, in order to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Your first audio question comes from the line of John Harrell.
Good morning and congratulations on an excellent quarter and a great year. Analyst estimates for 2011 call for $2.36 a share. I want to try to find out, it looks like right now we have about slightly over 16 million shares outstanding. What does the company anticipate for outstanding fully diluted shares by the end of this year? And can you update guidance with regards to the analyst estimates of $2.36 a share? Thank you.
And this year, we will have earn-out shares at about 18 million. And we believe the 16.5 plus the 18 million will be the outstanding shares in 2011. And we also have warrants at 2.7 million outstanding for warrants. If the warrant is exercised at the price of 7.5 of at the $14.25 dollars, we will have another about 2.7 million of shares.
Okay, so are we looking at 36 million shares at the end of the year with the earnouts and the conversion of the warrants?
Excuse me, 36 million?
Yeah, I thought you said the earnout shares were 18 million.
No,
it's 1.8 million.
1.8
million, not 18
okay.
million.
Okay. Kind of like you said 18 million there for a second.
Sorry. it should be 1.8 million.
Okay, thank you very much. And can you talk about the guidance with regards to $2.36 with regards to analyst estimates? Is that in the ballpark? Can you beat that?
You mean the fully diluted shares?
Yeah, the earnings per share for 2011, analyst estimates call for $2.36. I'm just with the earnout shares. So.
I think we have the very high opportunity to achieve this earning per share by 2011.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Your next audio question comes from the line of Sanhua Zhu with Roth Capital Partners.
First, congratulations on your beating quarter. Very good and impressive results. I have two questions here. First, that I noticed that the average selling price was RMB 27 per square meter, up 4% sequentially. So I want to know that what is the driver behind the price increase, and what is the pricing trend you see in 2011?
Yeah, Margaret, can you translate for the question?
Can you just repeat your question? I couldn't quite understand what the question was.
Oh, okay, no problem. So my first question is that I saw that the average selling price was 27 RMB per square meter. So it's almost up 4% sequentially. So I want to know that what is the driver behind the price increase, and what is the pricing trend you see in 2011?
Right. The increase in the average price in the fourth quarter is majorly from different type of product mix. And actually, we have been selling some high-end products in the fourth quarter more than the past quarters. And in the future, in 2011, we are expecting a little bit of increase in price from our products starting from the first quarter of 2011, especially the these porcelain tiles.
So speaking of your product mix, I noticed that in Q4 you launched the Wu Li Qiao brand, a high-end brand. So can you provide more color on that that brand? So what is the status, and how many square meters do you sell, and what's your plan for the for 2011 for your Wu Li Qiao brand, and also your the other high-end Tua Tao brand?
The Wu Li Qiao brand is the rustic tile with the oriental patterns. And the Tua Tao brand is a rustic tile also, but with the overall different pattern, especially the western pattern. And because we have just started the Wu Li Qiao at the second half of last year, and the selling amount of this new brand has only occupied less than 5% of our total revenue. And from 2011, we're expecting these two new brands will have significant increments from our sales product mix, as these two brands are our high-end and more sophisticated product to the market.
So I have one more question regarding your distribution network. So I heard that you now have 40 exclusive distributors now. So could you please provide more color on that, and what is your geographic expansion strategy in 2011 and beyond that?
And our expansion strategy is still focus on the second and the third tier cities. And also, because the recent announcement of the low-income housing strategy from the central government, we will pay more attention on this huge amount of the units to be built in the coming years. And we are expecting we will have significant increment from this low-income housing within our revenues.
Okay, thank you very much. That's all my questions, and thank you for taking my questions. 黄总 ，Adam 的就非常谢谢你们回答我的问题。谢谢。
Thank you.
Again, if you would like to ask an audio question, please press star one. Your next audio question comes from the line of Fernandez Morez.
Hi, thank you for taking my question. A couple of quick things. You raised money in the fourth quarter, and you have quite a bit of CapEx planned for 2010. Could you run us through, and also for 2012, actually, 2012. Do you believe that you'll be able to finance the fully planned CapEx to the end of 2012 from cash flow, or do you expect to come back to capital markets sometime later this year?
We have enough cash generated from our operations to finance our capital expenditure in 2011, and we do not foresee at this moment any fundraising will be activity will be done in the near future.
Okay. My other question is regards to you mentioned the product mix, the impact on margins. Of course, right now we're experiencing inflation in China and so forth. Do you expect that overall net margins will be stable or improving this year, or do you expect the some kind of pressure from maybe the RMB going up this year relative to other currencies, you know, wage costs and so forth?
And we pretty much believe that we will have a very stable gross margin in 2011, as about 90% of our products are made to order, and we have the ability to pass any cost inflation to our customer.
Okay,
and this is the reason why we maintain a very stable gross margin.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your next audio question comes from the line of Anuid Agler.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
A few questions for you. First of all, congratulations for a good quarter and a good year. So you said you were going to post on your website a 2009 SAIC filing.
Yes.
I just wanted to make sure you said 2009?
Yes, and 2009. And that will be available by tomorrow on
okay.
our website.
And just curious, when do you guys have to make the 2010 filing and the 2010 SAIC filing, and will you guys also make that available online?
Yes, we are also going to publish the 2010, but at this point, the filing has not been completed yet. And once we completed the filing and also the audit report from our auditor, we will publish on our website.
So I mean, because I don't know the Chinese rule, is there a deadline in terms of SAIC filing for 2010? And
right,
when would that be?
Normally will be available at May or June of the year.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, and I think it's a great idea to make it public.
Yeah.
Other question on CapEx. Can you talk about the CapEx for the first quarter of 2011, I guess as you guys upgrade, finish the phase two for the Engdali manufacturing plant? And then can you talk about CapEx for the entire 2011 as well?
For the first quarter, and because we have just finished our improvement from our Xinjiang facility, and also, with the current capacity from our handily, we believe we have the enough capacity to meet up our demand in the first quarter. And from second quarter, and our second phase of the handily facility will be completed. And the second and the third quarter is normally our peak season during the year. And we believe from this year on, we will have a very significant increase from our sales volume and from our customer.
And how much CapEx do you need to spend on Q1 for Q1 2011, and then for the entire year in terms of capital expenditure?
Right, because we are also building the phase three at the same time, and from now to complete the phase three, we believe there's approximately 43 to 45 million will be spent in this year or from now until the beginning of 2012.
Wait, so you're saying you need to spend another $43 to $44 million
yes.
to complete the CapEx program to end, but that's to end up also finishing phase three?
Yes, and that will contribute about 79 million square meters. That is at almost double the capacity from now.
Okay, and that's going to take place in 2001 in 2012, or do you, or mostly in 2001? Like, do you have a night? Do you have a break? How much capex do you expect to spend in 2011?
And what we believe there, we will spend about 70% of this money in 2011, and about 30% of the money will be spent in 2012.
Okay, and so just to make clear, in order to, I guess the need is 43, 44, and you expect to have enough between the cash you have on hand and then the cash flow from operation, you expect you have enough to cover the 43 and 44.
Correct. We have enough cash on hand from our operation to gather the money on hand.
Okay. I will go back in the queue and let other people ask questions.
Thank you.
Again, if you would like to ask an audio question, please press star one. There are no audio questions at this time.
Thank you. So, on behalf of the entire China Ceramics Management Team, we want to thank you for your interest and participation on this call. Operator?
This concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.